A new classical ensemble in the Twin Cities isn't waiting for their big break. They're breaking into the business on their own power, armed with energy, passion, and a few friends. In fact, they've dubbed their ensemble And Friends. They'll be rounding out their inaugural season with a concert this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the University Galleries. Among the And Friends ensemble are Christine Sica, Aaron Gomez, and Douglas Temples, who revealed the group formed after a dinner party discussion where the young musicians lamented not performing chamber music with each other often enough.
And so we were like, well, let's put on a concert. Let's do Tchaikovsky Souvenir de Florence, and was our first concert. And we were thinking, what kind of name could we come up with? And so there's all these big concert artists like Yo-Yo Ma and friends, or Yin-Yin Jensen and friends, and we were like, well, none of us are famous concert musicians, so we'll just be And Friends. And so we thought it was a cute name, and it's just kind of stuck, because we all are friends, and we hang out together socially as well as professionally.
Aaron, what do you see as the purpose of your group?
Well, the purpose of this group is not just to come together and play music, but part of it being And Friends is that we reach out to other artists that are sometimes in this university, or sometimes they've come from out of the city, from all surrounding Illinois area, and they cooperate or participate in the concert and collaborate with one of us or a selection of us. For example, this coming concert, we have a vocalist from here, Rachel Miller, who will be singing a set of Brahms songs that Douglas is playing on, and another guest pianist, Brian Hinckley, will be doing a Poulenc for four hands with me. And so it's also trying to reach out and have this group grow, and not just like an audience-wise, but also as ensemble-wise, and bring in other musicians to help collaborate. Bloomington Normal really doesn't have like a chamber ensemble area or a chamber ensemble spirit, and so we're trying to help build that in the community as well.
Christine, do you plan on staying in the area? Do you think this is something that you guys want to take this group, stay here, and establish this musical voice, as it were?
As of right now, I think that's kind of the plan. We have a couple of people that come in from Chicago. We have a violinist playing with us from Peoria this time. So we're already pulling a little bit from other areas. I think unless we're too far away, we can keep coming together and keep performing and bringing music to the area.
Christine, why is chamber music so special? Can you help us understand that?
We see a lot of the large orchestral works, and it's great to have that large presence on stage and really get enveloped in the sound, but there's such a different, more intimate atmosphere when it comes to chamber music. And it is great for us as the performer because we get to really interact with our other musicians, but we also get to really engage the audience and bring them in and allow them into this a little bit more private world.
Aaron, tell me about the repertoire that you want to pull from. Is it going to be really, really broad from the classical era up into modern era as well? Is that important to you?
Right now, this last first season of And Friends, we've kind of pulled from the middle of the larger era. So we've pulled a lot of romantic music. And the only new music we've done on the program is my own music. I'm quote-unquote the resident composer for this group.
You're getting a master's in composition.
That's correct. But we have had discussions about really opening up the spectrum and having concerts that feature early music and concerts that feature more contemporary music, because I think it's important for the community, as well as the players, to be experiencing the entire musical spectrum. Because, you know, all music was once new, and new music needs its presence and it needs its representatives as well. Me as a composer, I'm lucky enough to have friends that play my music, but not all contemporary composers are that lucky.
How do you guys go about selling new music?
You have to kind of have a hook, some kind of interest that will bring the audience in and be like, okay, maybe this is not going to be so bad.
Or scary.
Right. And so we always tie it with something they do know. You want to tie in a new piece with maybe a symphony or a chamber ensemble, in this case, by a composer that is well known. And that way they'll come and they'll hear both. Even if they only come for one, at least they'll be exposed to the second. That way we'll start making this connection with the community.
You three are at an interesting point in your careers in that you are just about to transition to full-time being musicians or and instructors and so forth, or you've been out for a bit. Christine, you've been out for a bit. What's this transition like going to living this life of music?
It's exciting and a little terrifying just because you don't always know where your next job is going to be. Gigging can be kind of scary to just start out. And a lot teach because that is a more steady thing to do.
But it takes you away from practice. It takes you away from performance.
That it does. It does. And so you really have to figure out how to schedule your time well and structure your day so that you can accomplish both.
Douglas, you're going to be graduating very soon. How are you feeling? Are there butterflies?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of trepidations about the future. Yeah, like Christine was saying, you really have to just plan your day. I mean, I've been really lucky to have the opportunity when I moved here to start subbing with a lot of the orchestras in the area, and that has a lot to do with my teacher, who has been a wonderful promoter for me and sent my resume around with her stamp of approval. And so that was really lucky for me, and I'm really happy I had that opportunity. And that's kind of given me a foot in the door for the future, because I do have to turn down a lot more work than I actually can.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad. But so I'm looking forward to like being a full-time musician and kind of sinking my teeth into that kind of world.
How do you guys feel about social and maybe having a YouTube channel? Do you see recording in your future to get yourselves out there to an even wider audience?
Yes, definitely. We have tried already to do some live streaming with our concerts, but unfortunately we don't have in the group the funds right now for like the high-end equipment with cameras and microphones and things like that, because we are only surviving on donations that we receive from the generous audience members. But we would like to start setting up an account or something that will allow us to raise funds for particularly this. We do have a website, and we do have a Facebook page also, and Friends Ensemble on Facebook, and that is where we do our live streaming. But we are trying to raise more money so we can get this professional or semi-professional camera and microphone equipment so we can build a more digital presence.
What about your physical presence around town? Christine, can you tell me about finding venues that are good for performances?
That's been a bit of a struggle. We have used Kemp Recital Hall here on the ISU campus. For our next concert, we're using the University Galleries, which is another university venue. We've also been grateful to the First United Methodist Church on School Street in Normal. They are fantastic. They've let us do a couple of concerts there, but it's taken a little bit of digging to find those.
And we find that since we're such a new ensemble and we do have limited funds, and we all are doing this basically for free, that, you know, a lot of venues do charge to use their venues. And so as a part of our ongoing process of planning next season and this current season of just raising money to pay for these venues, we would love to branch out and start using some other venues around town. We're getting there.
So you mentioned that coming up at the University Galleries on May the 12th, you're going to be having a performance there. Can you tell me about what we can expect to hear, Douglas?
Our big monumental piece is Mendelssohn Octet. So Mendelssohn wrote this piece when he was quite young and as a gift for his teacher. It's really one of the big, important chamber works, especially large chamber works in the Romantic era. And we're really excited to do it because I know we've all it's kind of one of those bucket list pieces that you want to do at least once in your life. And it's hard to get eight musicians all together in the same room to rehearse, which we've been finding has been kind of difficult for scheduling rehearsals. So that's our big piece on the program. We're also doing a string trio by Ernest Dacchiani, which is a really wonderful piece that we're playing with Courtney Silver. She's one of our violinists from Peoria. We're also, Aaron and Brian will be playing a Poulenc piece for four hands on piano. And then I'm doing the Brahms two songs for viola and alto with Rachel Miller. And then finally we're doing a piece by a Irish composer, which I think, and so Christine's a part of that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so it is a fairly new composition. It's the newest one on this program. It's called A Quart of Beer and a Pint of Insouciance. Kind of, yeah, it's kind of a weird title. Apparently the title means nothing at all, according to the composer. But yes,
attention getting.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of jazzy. We reached out to the composer and the ensemble that premiered it, and they sent us the parts. And the composer is very excited that it's getting a second performance.
So this is great. You're not only helping yourselves in your own career, but you're helping a composer out there.
That's right. We all need all the help we can get.
That's Aaron Gomez, Christine Sika, and Douglas Temples, members of the Classical Ensemble and Friends. They have a concert this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the University Galleries in Uptown Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.